everybody. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. That's what we do. Thank you for joining us.
Okay.
I'm Donna Valentine.
Thank you for... Okay, all right. Let me give a pause. And I'm Steve Patterson.
You never say that. First time you've ever said that.
I was just trying to turn it down. Turn it down a little bit. You get mad and find it douchey when I introduce myself according to my truth, which is TV Steve Patterson, fading local, former local television personality.
More of that. I like
that. You know, listen, we've been talking about this week. Why did I walk it? They were paying me in the afternoon to do that TV show. And then you convinced me, you were like, radio's better. It's fun over here.
Don't put that out there because Elizabeth Reese will beat me up in the hallway.
You said you need to get away from her. She's holding you back, your words. And the only thing you didn't tell me about was the fact that I was walking away from a paycheck to come over here to get radio money. Bow, bow. No, it's fun to be here.
It's great to have you. Thank you.
It is a wonderful Friday here. We have our normal shenanigans planned. I believe we're going to go in the direction of Slow Jam today at 11:30. At 10:30, we're going to play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. All sorts of entertainment news sprinkled throughout the show, which is on from 9 to noon local time. But man, Taylor Swift managed to... Drop an album in a way that we knew would be exciting. People were anticipating it, but Taylor's got this way of making things bigger than you would think they would be, and boom, she drops an album at 12 o'clock, the Tortured Poets Department. Then at 2 a.m., while you were sleeping, she said, oh, here's a little 2 a.m. surprise. How about 15 more tracks? 31 new songs from Taylor Swift overnight.
Let me tell you what worries me about that. If I were a songwriter... and I had 30 songs, I would be concerned that that would water everything down a little bit and maybe not be my best work. If I'm just a machine putting out song after song after song after song. And I mean, we'll have to determine that ourselves if we think that that's what happened. I want radio hits. I want hits.
Yeah, we want hooks.
I want hooks.
Here's what she said. It's a 2 a.m. surprise. The Tortured Poets Department is a secret double album. I'd written so much tortured poetry in the past 2 years and wanted to share it all with you. So here's the second installment of TTPD : the anthology. 15 extra songs, and now the story isn't mine. Wait, show more. Now the story isn't mine anymore, .. It's all yours. Say it louder, Queen.
Interesting. I mean, there's a Kim Kardashian diss track. There's a Joe Alwyn diss track. There's a love song for Travis Kelce.
I hear there are a couple. What do you think it's Alchemy?
Yes.
Because High School is also
that is too.
Presumed to be.
So a couple of Travis. Couple, yeah.
Yeah. Mike, the big Zamboni, who is a bona fide, unabashed Swiftie.
Mm-hmm.
I was texting him this morning. He's working on sort of two installments of music for us, one at 10, one at 11. There's 31 songs to choose from. So I said, listen through, see what's standing out to you. And his initial take was, hey, I'm working on it now. I'm interested to get your guys' thoughts. This is definitely the return of Breakup Taylor. For most of the album, but there are some bangers and a lot of F-bombs. That's Mike's initial take.
We just listened to a bunch together, and wow, the F-bombs are flying. She had one album, I can't remember, was it Folklore, where there were a lot of S-bombs?
Mm.
Like a lot, and I'm like, wow, she's really gravitating to this swear word quite a bit. But this one, F after F after F.
It is
F.
Sort of a strange when you hear that word, which is can grab your attention, when it's sung sort of sleepily and melodically.
Right.
And then, I was listening to several of her songs this morning, and then there was one where I was like, oh, now listen, I only, I'm like a radio edit kind of guy. Mm-hmm. So it won't make it to the radio. So I don't know. I guess she wants to do it. Do you think she feels this pressure of like, I was saying the S word last time, and now I need to show growth and use the F word?
Maybe. She's evolving.
Okay, yeah. She's maturing.
But we'll listen to some of that coming up at 10 o'clock today. I'm very excited about that. Happy 420 Eve, by the way.
Oh, for those who celebrate.
Coming up, we're going to have...
go ahead, tease this, Dunn. Here we go. Everybody stand back.
We are going to have a list of things that... how to know if someone's a stoner.
We'll have I don't know.
A list of traits.
Just bring Rocco in, and then we'll just say things that we notice about him. He seems super lava lampy. Very, very lava lampy to me.
Super lava lampy.
And I could, you know, Seth Rogen, I could see Rocco just doing that, being that. I see him up at like 3 a.m. slowly leafing through vinyl.
He's very slothy.
Very much so.
You know what I mean? Like, if he were an animal, he would be a sloth, for sure. Like, he's just always like, yeah, man, and then...
I've never seen him move fast or, like, talk particularly fast. Like, for instance, he's never come in a room like, did you just hear this?
Right.
Did you hear what they were saying?
Yeah,
I've
he's never not excitable.
Stop the presses.
Heard that. Right. Never. It always is just like... Oh, hey, guys. Like, it's legitimately, that's how the conversation usually starts.
What a
And we love him for it. And we love him for
he's
it.
He's the best.
What do you want us to do?
You know what? He's the guy who slows you down a little.
Yeah. He helps you to, you know, just realize life isn't about rushing from one thing to the next.
Yeah, man.
He's meant to, like, teach us
just patience
and presence. Just talking about him, you get a contact high.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's kind of just like, maybe we are talking too fast, man.
Totes.
You can always email the show, Donna and Steve Show at mytalk1071.com.
Compliments, always welcome.
Compliments read aloud often on the show. Or if it's a creative enough diss.
Yes.
We like to read those as well. Make it funny. But yeah, you can always send us your... emails and see any other housekeeping things we need to get to here.
I think we're okay. It's College of Pop Culture Knowledge, you're a little behind.
Yeah, struggling there. That game is getting away from me. You've won 5 in a row.
Yes.
Boy, a pretty drab looking Friday out there too. Don't look out your window.
It's cold.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's like I'm like, what is going on?
What's up with all this wind?
Windy.
Why is it so windy?
I have no idea.
The spring is coming through. The seeds need to be spread across the land.
Whose side are you on? Nature?
Yeah, Holly's a bit over there.
Then we need the rain, and then April showers are going to bring the May flowers.
I tell you what, my trees are starting to bud.
Oh, here we go.
I'm just saying, and I want everybody to know that though I thought of planting another tree or two this year, I've opted not to. We're just going to... Just going to let it ride, everybody. Let it ride.
All right. Let's take a break.
Let's take a break. Okay. Hey, it's not only the eve of 420, but it is also Palindrome Day.
I know. How exciting.
Yeah. So if you celebrate, we'll take some time to mention you. Also, I got to tell you this story about there was a woman who was putting a resume together and then accidentally. Yeah, you put the wrong link in, Donna. She accidentally. put a photo, an incorrect photo at the bottom of her resume. She was wondering why she wasn't hearing back from anybody. Tell you about that mistake that she made when we come back. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk. Hey, friends, happy Friday. Stevie Boy from my buddies at the Canopy Group. You know what? They are capable people there. Donna and I talking about our lack of capability in doing business things. They know how to do it. They've been in the business of insurance for a long time, serving Minnesotans because they realize, wow, there's a problem. What is the problem? Well, I wonder if you might be a part of it and you don't even know it. The problem is over 80% of Minnesotans only have one agent who represents one company when it comes to their automobile insurance or their homeowner's insurance. And they're like, doesn't need to be this way. So here's how you could switch it up. The Canopy Group, they work with 16 different reputable companies. And when you make the switch to them, those companies will fight it out for your business. They're going to want to find out what it is. What do you need covered? What is your specific situation? And how can we find you the best coverage for you? And they will do that year after year as they annually review your policy. It's time for you to make that switch. You can get started today. TheCanopyGroup.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Steve.
I'm Radio's Steve Patterson.
I
work a mid-morning show in the Twin Cities. That's all we can currently be trusted with, Donna.
That's right.
And we like that.
We love it.
El Lo El Barro.
Correct.
We're just here for the people who forgot to turn Jason and Alexis off.
That's right.
Or tuned in way too early for Lori and Julia.
That's right. Flying below the radar.
Me first or you first?
I don't care.
I like your attitude. God, I love it when you're in one of these zones. The more you say, I don't care, I just feel good. I just feel good about it. I feel good.
Thank you.
Boy, I don't like putting a resume together. If it's been a while since you've done it, you know, it's like, okay, you need to really get it all in on one page, and you need to have a strong, what do they say? You want a strong, what's that first line? You know, like the synopsis of like hardworking, intuitive,
I can't
problem
remember.
Solver.
I haven't done it.
You've never had a real job.
You want your objectives.
Your objectives.
You just like, you want it tight. You want it succinct.
Objectives. To obtain a job.
I know. It's like, hello, to start making money and move out of my parents' place. Why are you making me write an objective? I'm trying to freaking get hired by you guys. That's why I submitted a resume. Now I start to wonder how dumb the employer is if they need an objective to explain to them what the hell they're reading. You're reading a resume from a desperate person.
Honestly, in radio, resumes are really just, here's where I've been.
Yeah,
you know right. what I mean? Like, I honestly, if I were an employer, I don't want to read all that garbage.
No.
I don't want to read, like, what you did and, like, how you're trying to be fancy in describing what you did at your last job and how you problem solved. Whatever. Thank you.
Well, particularly with your line of work. And you genuinely are, outside of you helping at the pharmacist, a.k.a. the druggist back in New Jersey when you were a teen, you've never had
a
9-to-5 job.
That is a fact, yeah.
That is... Donna, that is really...
That's pretty wild.
That's pretty wild. That's
you
pretty
mean remarkable.
Remarkable,
yes.
It is remarkable. I mean, there's no possible way that you relate with the working man and woman. You don't know what this is like to be trapped in a cubicle, to be going to meetings.
Oh,
the meetings.
God, horrible.
People are doing PowerPoints. Today, there are people listening to us who are actively working on a PowerPoint. I mean,
and
slap my head off a desk.
Decks. By the
decks.
Way. You know, you're putting a deck together.
Oh, put a deck together. Okay.
What? Like
it's D-E-C-K? Like
D-E-C-K?
What, like slang for, you know, a deck. Like, okay, Jimmy has to put together the deck to present to the client, which is a PowerPoint presentation.
Oh, that
and
sounds
And then what are we
awful.
Putting in that? Like, here's how you we know. Can help sell your product
yeah, exactly.
and stuff, I guess.
Yeah, for Cosmo Cogs or whatever it is. And then you have some visual aids, some bullet points, some things that will guide your presentation along, move it forward.
Oh, that sounds awful.
You know, also, there are people right now listening to this show who are working on an Excel spreadsheet. And their work is so tightly tied to spreadsheets. They can't even fathom working without Excel. I don't know anything about Excel at all, nothing.
Oh my God, I remember so when I graduated college, you know, I would go on all these job interviews and they would test you. You know, you go into a room and you type and they time you to see how many words per minute you could type. Well, I remember like applying for jobs where you needed to know Excel or whatever these programs were. I'm like, I don't know what that means. Mm-hmm. Like, I have no idea how I got, like, I got a job at VH1 and I just faked my way through it. I was like, hey, I have no idea what I'm doing. Know. Can you tell me, like,
that is a fear that I have it less now. Because I feel like if all of this washed up and they were just like, forget it, we're done, it all goes away. I feel like I would be able to land on my feet at this point in my career. I feel confident. But if you had asked me like 5 years ago, 10 years ago, occasionally driving into work, I'd have this thought of, what if this all goes away and then I just have to start like applying to normal jobs where, to your point, I know I don't have business office skills. Right. I don't. Running a report? What are you talking about?
What does that mean?
What are we reporting on?
Acumen.
I don't have it.
Yeah.
Me not have business acumen.
I don't know how to send a fax.
Oh, nobody does. No fax has ever been successfully sent.
Is it for upwards, down?
Like, they don't tell you.
You don't even need to know that anymore.
I know, you do it on your computer.
It's just obsolete. You just take a screenshot, save it as a PDF, and then bada bing, it goes.
That is true. Yeah, right. I feel like an idiot, though, when people are like, hey, can you send me a copy of this? And then I am laying papers down on the floor. I am taking pictures. I am then cropping the pictures and sending it. And then I'm like, there we go. Circle back. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, they're going to find out that I'm a fraud. But if I had to just, like, work in a business today, it would be that insecure feeling of not knowing what I'm doing was prevalent. My first job in the world of college admissions, I worked there for 3 years upon graduating, and that was a lot of like call reports, and there were a lot of meetings that were involved. And then I'm meeting with families for like an hour at a time, telling them about our university and what the tuition is and different financial aids that are available, and checking to make sure that they filled out their FAFSAs correctly and in a timely manner. And the whole time I'd hang up and think, you don't know, I am an idiot.
I assume everybody is.
Is everybody faking it? Because, you know, I was flying the other day. Well, here's the thing, though. And you know, guys, I really never like to bring this up, but I was obviously flying first class the other day, and I looked over at this guy who was wearing, like, business clothes. He had slacks on and a dress shirt and dress pants on, or dress shoes on, and he was doing work stuff the whole time, and I was like, that guy didn't look like he was faking it. I think there are a select few people, a small percentage of employees, workers, who actually understand how to work. And that frightens me.
But, you know, I have been working for like 40-something years. It's been a long run. Since I'm like 13, 14 years old, I worked all through high school, all through college.
That's great.
You know,
that is great.
It's been a long, long time.
Oh, gosh. When you put it that way, yeah. Okay. 16 years old. Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there was a woman who accidentally put a photo of Miley Cyrus as Hannah Montana standing next to a horse at the bottom of her resume. She had seen the picture online. She thought it was funny. And so she went to drag it onto her desktop to save it. She pulled it too far, didn't realize that she had pulled it onto the bottom of her resume, then sent the resume out to 4 different potential employers and realized after the fact, oh, where's that Hannah Montana picture? Where's that Hannah Montana picture? Oh my gosh, it's on my resume that I just sent out. So all this stuff, to whom it may concern, a problem solver thinking on my feet, and then Hannah Montana in character standing next to a horse in a horse bar.
Do you have this picture available?
Yeah, it's right. Click on my link.
Okay. I can't.
You really don't know what you're doing.
I have no idea.
This is why you'll never get hired by a real job, Donna.
I'm okay with that. I'm ready to retire soon.
It's Bridget's sister. All right, we're coming right back. Happy Friday. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hey, guys, it's Donna for Blaze Credit Union. Blaze is a full-service financial institution. I happen to be a Blazer myself, and they can help you with any type of financial product or service at any stage of your life because they're all about service. They care about their members. They care about their community. They are driven by Midwestern values like community, integrity, just plain old hard work. And they're great. They've got totally free checking. There's no hidden fees in there. And here's how it works. You deposit a minimum of $100 into a Blaze checking account, and then they're going to give you $150. That's crazy. You could find out more. There's 26 locations all over the metro. They've got two more coming later this year, but what you can do is just go to blazecu.com. Blaze is insured by NCUA, and they're an equal housing opportunity lender.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. What did I just say?
Did Holly just say a slight chance of snow flurries at some point today?
I don't listen to the weather.
Hey, I did. I did. Just a little bit. You know, there's some light moisture going through, and we're on that like little edge, you know? One degree over here, it's rain. Yeah. 1 degree over here, it's snow.
I'm driving up to Scandia.
Oh.
Where's Scandia, everybody?
You know, over there.
Northeast.
North, oh, shnikes. I just know it's like an hour and 10 minutes away from here. I've never been to Scandia. But
northeast, almost on the
Canadian border.
No, not
Donna.
Donna!
Stop it.
Wisconsin border.
Okay. I was hoping for a nicer day, but it's going to be 40 and windy.
I just bought flowers from Costco.
She just bought
herself flowers! That's cool, Donna. What kind? Petunias?
Oh, I love that word.
All right, don't be weird.
I'm going to get a French bulldog and name it Petunia.
You should get a Frenchie. They're very cute.
Oh my gosh. I'm not a small dog person, though.
Gentle giants for you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Look out for the bull mastiffs. They're gentle until they bite your face on live television.
Oh, Steve, I'm sorry.
I'm fine.
That
I recovered.
To you.
I mean, I just wish you at least would have taken a little off the top of my nose, but geez, here I am still with this big, sharp hockey player nose.
Huh.
Maybe you could use a bull mastiff after all, don't you?
That is very insulting.
What? You're what?
To hockey players? What does that mean?
You know, I don't know. Well, hockey players aren't known for their good noses or nice smiles. These dudes have their teeth knocked out. They just look like they've been gotten out of a bar brawl. They've taken a puck to the face. I think I grew up looking at feeling insecure about my nose. It's big and sharp. You know, it's like a pointy nose. And Mario Lemieux and Wayne Gretzky, I would see their noses and think, huh. A lot of hockey players have had broken noses.
Okay, that's unfortunate.
They're fine.
Why do they allow fighting? I don't understand that. And by the way, I heard that game last night was...
We lost 4-3. Big Zamboni was hosting the suite in the Wild or out of the playoffs. So it's fine.
Everything is fine.
Fine. But it's very strange. It's the only sport of the Big Four that allow fighting. And you just have to go sit down for 5 minutes, sometimes 10 if it gets crazy.
Oh, five for fighting.
You got it.
Thank you.
But like if you got involved in the same fight, like where they immediately drop the gloves and start like, put them up. And then they just start punching each other repeatedly in the face. You'd be banned for like 25 games in the NBA. It'd be crazy. Also, they allow fighting technically in baseball once you charge the mound and then people come out and start fighting. Usually, at worst, you're getting ejected for that game and then they let you back in. But basketball, if you fight, it's like you are down. But they've long had this conversation about hockey. Should they work it out of the culture of hockey? But there are some old dogs who are like, no, keep it in. We fight. That's how we settle our differences. We drop our gloves, pull the other guy's shirt over his head, give him a wet willy, and move on with our lives.
Huh. Okay. Guys, the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. Why am I talking like this?
I have a couple theories. No, you're doing fine.
Everything is fine. The Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders are getting a new reality show on Netflix. Didn't they have one before?
You know, may I tell you a quick story about this morning at the Patterson household? Adela, my daughter, came down and I said, hey, Addie, guess what? Taylor didn't just drop one album. She dropped 31 tracks, a double album. And she was like, oh, I'm so excited. And that's cool. And then I came back out a few minutes later and I said, Lou, I've got news for you, too. We gave Addie the T-Swift news. Now for you. Your Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders are getting a show again. Yes, they had a show for 16 years on CMT.
Okay.
My wife, over the last 5 or 6 years, strangely got into it, became a guilty pleasure of hers. It was like a competition-style format.
Yes, okay.
People were trying to make the team, and you got to know the coaches and the choreographers, yes, and they'd have them come out and audition and all this sort of stuff.
It's hard.
So she loved that show, and then it went off the air. And now they're bringing it back. But it sounds like the Netflix version is going to be slightly different. This is not going to be so competition heavy as it will be a little more polished behind the scenes, you know, docuseries of being a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
Okay. What is so big about the Cowboys cheerleaders versus any other team's cheerleaders?
The Cowboys are an interesting phenomenon in the NFL. They have been self-proclaimed America's team, and they, you know, their franchise is worth more than any other franchise. They get tons of media attention. Everything's bigger in Texas. There's just this weird fascination of it. A lot of teams, or certainly some teams, don't have cheerleaders, and the Pittsburgh Steelers being one of them. But I don't know. It's like you're the biggest market for
football.
The most eyeballs about in football are the Dallas Cowboys, and it's Texas, and it's big hairspray, the whole thing. And so they get all the attention.
Okay.
And they have a very high standard.
Got it. Okay. And Texas is very, very into football in general, right?
Yes.
Isn't that the Friday Night Lights?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, Quinn.
Multiple people emailing telling us that it is snowing where they are.
Dang it.
And to that, we want to tell you to shut your traps. Can I go through some emails, Donna?
All right.
I don't know that you have conviction about anything that's in this segment.
I don't know that I'm the boss.
Well, your name comes first. It's like a 51-49 situation. You know, you have the controlling shares.
Thank you.
This is from Shauna. I use Excel spreadsheets all day. Oh, my gosh. In order to make certain due dates, and haven't used it since I took a computer class in college. I don't know where I would be without it now. I didn't understand the fullness of that email. But she uses Excel, and we're happy for her.
There are so many things that you can use Excel for. It's actually pretty amazing.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I think, yes, people who know how to use it and understand the tool kit that's inside of it, you can do all sorts of things. My brother's one of these pencil-pushing dweebs, respectfully. And it's really... I wish... I'm not hating on the skill. I wish I had it.
Yeah, same.
I approach it with such... You almost hear my brain when I encounter an Excel spreadsheet. Even when I used to like track expenses, like doing expense reports, I had to interact with an Excel spreadsheet at some point.
Awful.
And I was like... What in the heck? And they were like, well, you moved it from cell B to cell D, and now it's not adding right.
Well, wait
like,
a second. Okay. Don't we kind of use an Excel spreadsheet?
We use a Google Doc.
Oh. Is it similar?
Oh, actually.
Yes, which is fashioned in the way of an Excel spreadsheet.
So here's what Donna and I.
Maybe we know things. Hired. We do stuff.
Hi, Sharks. We use a Google Doc. And we input our story ideas in each of the segments. We have 12 segments in a show.
Now, if you asked us to create it, we would not have any clue what we were doing.
No, you would hear us open the door and yell, hey, Grant. Grant, would you be able to do this? Do you have any time today? Would you be able to help us out here? But okay, that makes me feel a little better. Another email from Julie's. Okay, Steve. Okay, though. You are describing my job on the air. I work with Excel and Word docs all day. Oh, listen to this next sentence, Don, and tell me how you would fare.
Okay.
I am in bank administration.
Oh, God.
Computer day in and day out. It's boring, but it's fun. I just looked out my living room window, and it's snowing, she adds, in New Hope.
Snowing in Scandia.
I've been in this position within the bank for about 8 years. Before, I was a teller working face-to-face with customers. That would also be a nightmare of mine. I like working face-to-face with a computer better. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone, who does that kind of work.
Yes, we recognize that we rely on you, and we are appreciative of what you're doing. What's Jeff doing in Scandia anyway?
I don't know. People live there.
Really?
That's true.
Yes.
Donna, you need to work on your triceps, writes Stephanie from yesterday.
Thank you. I know. Somebody said, bring back the segment you did on what jobs people have and ask for people who run reports for a living or who work in business. Okay,
we have been doing a segment for a long time called Who's Listening? Fridays at 11 o'clock. Why did we stop doing that? You know why? Because we forgot. And all it takes is forgetting one time, then you would be amazed at how dumb our brains are. There was an episode of Married with Children I remember growing up, and anytime Al Bundy learned something new, something had to leave his brain. He had a capacity. And so I feel that, like, I have Al Bundy brain very often. I learn a new thing, I'm excited, and then something else that I knew, I forget and won't encounter it for 6 years, and I'll be like, I used to do that. Or we used to talk about that.
That's fun.
Donna.
You need coffee. Go get some coffee.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't need coffee.
You sure?
I had an energy. I had a pre-workout drink. Like 300 milligrams of caffeine.
Oh, really? Could have fooled me.
I thought I seemed a little high energy and, you know, like my normal riding the line of being obnoxious.
Kind of weirding me out a little bit.
You've been slurring. You've been struggling with stories. Why am I weirding you out?
Maybe that's why.
Because I'm Scandia Steve.
I've been slurring.
Yeah, you're the slurrer.
I stumbled on a couple of words today and I apologize. It's not like I talk for a living.
Melissa says, I use Excel spreadsheets as well in more of a project management capacity. It's amazing. Barf.
Project management.
That sounds great. I have no idea what that means.
I don't either. It means that you manage projects.
Okay.
I have a certificate in project management.
Really?
What do you mean a certificate?
I'm a project manager too.
Where'd you get your certificate from?
The University of St. Thomas.
Oh.
Holly.
What is happening?
Why are you working here? Holly deserves better.
Yeah, Holly,
I love my talk. Holly deserves better than my talk. She's overqualified for this job.
Uh-huh.
She's got a freaking certificate for project management.
True.
Just hanging on the wall somewhere.
It's in a drawer.
So wait, you went to St. Thomas and then another school?
Well, I did the St. Thomas thing a couple of years ago.
Wow.
You recently went and pursued your certificate in project management?
Yeah.
You realize you could quit high school and have a job here.
Just look at Bradley. Oh, jeez.
One day, one night.
Oh, my gosh. All right, I'm going to go get some coffee, guys, all right?
Hi, Donna and Steve. No desk job for me. I'm leaving for work now to go glitter 6-foot-tall styrofoam letters. Fun.
What?
That's all we know.
What does that mean?
That's all we know. We're going to take a break when we come back.
What is she, a kindergarten teacher?
I'll tell you what. I'm officially making a declaration before we go to break.
All right.
Today is email whatever the bleep you want to email us today. We're going to read as many emails as we can throughout our 3-hour show today. You want it to be on topic? Great. You want it to be about something you heard 3 years ago? We don't give a bleep, okay?
Okay.
Connor and Steve show at mytalk1071.com. See something, say something next on My Talk.
Hey, we're back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 1071, everything entertainment. Steve took my phone yesterday and started texting my sisters.
With your permission.
I don't remember that part.
That's... You would get people falsely imprisoned.
That's funny you say that, because my sister was at jury duty and she said, tell Steve I'm trying to determine someone's future.
It was a big, long, annoying message. Speaking of jury duty, and don't forget, you can email us, as some of you already are, just anything you want. It's email Friday. We'll read them. We'll hear you. We'll see you. And we love you. Don and Steve show at mytalk1071.com. My 90-year-old grandmother just got summoned for jury duty.
No.
Now, she got it. It was sent to her, like, a Florida address. She now lives in Pennsylvania. It's a little challenging for her to get around. She is smart as a whip. She would make...
A great juror.
An excellent juror. She would be that person at the jury, in your little jury quarters, whatever the heck you weirdos call it, when you're all sitting and talking later.
The jury box? Oh, yeah.
She would be such a great, thought-provoking, pointed question asker.
She would be probably a great, foreman.
She would make a great foreman. Anyway, I don't know what happens next there when they realize they've sent a summons to a 90-year-old. Is there a limit for jury?
I don't think so. Huh. I mean, it will probably have to do with her health. Is she in good health?
You know, her health has seen better days, but she just made the trip down to Florida with us last back in February. Well, what is she, a draft dodger now? What do you do? And why have some people never been summoned, like me?
Oh, you will be.
I don't know if I will be.
I bet you will be.
With how often we get behind on our mail, maybe I've been summoned before. I don't know. I was talking to somebody who is a part of a federal jury duty, and they have to be on that. That opens up a 60-day window.
I was just
where you need to be on call about that. 60 days. It's like a really heightened process. I would hate that.
Me too, Steve.
I don't care if it sounds un-American. I'm just saying it. Honestly, I'm just trying to be vulnerable. I don't ever want to serve on a jury.
You could barely say jury. Or a juror. Donna,
juror. I just don't want to be a part of it.
Steve, it really is a great experience.
Okay, you and I have very different versions of a great experience is. Here's a manslaughter conviction that we're going to be looking at. It's not my idea of a great time.
Okay, it's not necessarily a great time, but the experience, you really feel American.
And I'm proud to be an American.
I watched Jury Duty on Amazon Freebie. I feel like I served.
No, it really is. Like, you go in and you're like, all right, I don't want to be here. I'm going to do everything I can to get out of this. And then when you're stuck doing it, you're like, all right, well, I'm here. I'm going to do the best job I can.
I just don't like that someone's life, to some extent, is hanging in the balance.
I understand.
You know?
And that's why it gets really frustrating when people are like, oh, I have a dentist appointment. No, you don't. Cancel it. You know, like, let's wrap this up because I'm in a hurry. No, this is not how it works. Someone's future is in your hands.
Sheila emailed in and she said, I laughed my head off when you had people call in with a number. Good times. Oh. I miss that time. And then I kid you not, Donna, a minute later, Brittany sends in an email.
About the letter.
The letter. She put the letter G and she said, still one of my favorite Weird Steve days that he spent a whole segment just having people call in and say a letter. Back-to-back emails demanding either the letter segment come back or the number segment come back. That's being taken under consideration. Listen to this from Ryan. Random email. I'm currently reviewing automotive log data via spreadsheets and Ew. Such while watching it snow in Eden Prairie. Bring back the job segment Friday. My favorite number is 14. Bye. Wow.
Listen, Sharon said that when it comes to jury duty, you could probably tell your grandma this, that you can decline if you're over age 70 for any reason.
Oh, okay.
She just got summoned and read all the directions or all the instructions twice. So that's good. If you want to dodge it and be anti-American.
Donna!
Sharon's...
By the way, new Taylor Swift music coming up at 10 o'clock. Don't go anywhere.
Another Sharon, 78 years old, never been called for jury duty.
Tiffany says, I'd love for you to have once a week education on cell phones, how to work Instagram, how to work the camera,
okay.
Any tips. Is it okay to be on TikTok? They're getting closer to pushing that possible sell or ban thing. Will China be coming to my house? It sounds like what Donna worries about. I'm not tech savvy. I'm 47, and I feel like I'm missing out. That's a good idea. Thank you, Tiffany,
for that. That's a great idea.
Thank you very much.
We could do like a nerdy, techie, whatever. You know, just like Harmony does on the weekend. She does a tech report.
On the Shop Girls.
Thank you. Steve, do you ever listen to our radio station?
I do, yeah.
Okay. What are you doing right now?
Reading emails.
To yourself? Like this,
I'm reviewing them in my head before I read them aloud, Donna.
How about we have a new segment called the Donna and Steve Silent Reading Moment?
I'm okay with that.
A.K.A. Dead Air.
Yes. You old-time radio people are still too afraid of that dead air. Sit in the space for a little bit. Just enjoy it.
Oh, my God.
Boy Blue writes, will there be a musical mayhem next month? That's really a question for Zamboni, who was doing musical mayhem last May. He had a bunch of music-themed College of Pop Culture knowledges. All right. I'll try this one. This is a random email from Gene and Sharon. Today I learned that in 2001, a 13-year-old Boy Scout named Cody Clausen went missing for over 18 hours near Yellowstone Park. Clausen resorted to using his belt buckle to signal to planes overhead. Eventually, he got a pilot's attention, and that pilot was none other than Harrison Ford, who rescued Clausen.
Wow.
Now, had we not said send in any freaking email you want, we would have never known that. Thank you, Han Solo!
He should not be flying anymore.
He's, I think, reached his limit, yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you, Holly. Holly produced the entire morning show.
It's an hour one now. Of our show. We're not going to blame Holly for this mess.
It's snowing now. You leave us with that?
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Mike said next. New Taylor Swift news. We sample it next.